Thunder Media.
This week on Inside Motorsport, we take a look at the Dunlop Super 2 series from Perth and hear from Rylan Gray, the Dick Johnson racing driver, following his weekend in the main game at Perth. Well, what a weekend it was for the Super 2s at Wanneroo Raceway, delivering two standout race winners and a hometown hero taking the overall results. In race one on Saturday, it was Lachie Dalton who came out swinging, converting a perfect launch to a light to flag victory. The Blanchard Racing Team driver controlling the race from turn one, fending off Aaron Love and a fast-moving Ben Girmesol. Dalton extended his Super 2 lead at the end of the first race. On Sunday, it was the chance for Reuben Goodall to break through. The Tickford Autosport rookie converted Love, bogged down at the start after taking the pole, and then Goodall just had a commanding performance, surviving a mid-race safety car and plenty of pressure from his teammate Nash Morris. Goodall held firm to not only get his first ever Super 2 race win, but his first ever motor racing win. He finished ahead of Love and Morris.
Oh, it's long time coming, I think. Like, I've had so many good opportunities all the way up until, Tassie last year, where I also started second. I didn't get the jump on my teammate Rylan then, and I was pretty fresh and probably wasn't quite ready to win a race back then. But, the last few rounds, to see Campbell win at the last round, obviously to see Benny leading at Sydney, it's like, geez, when am I going to be that guy that, you know, can get the opportunity and do that? And obviously we had a massive or a really good car in qualifying, and I knew that it was probably my best shot today to grab a race win and get that monkey off the back. And the car was great yesterday. We could have done it then, but we just weren't starting far enough up the grid. So yeah, it's a fantastic feeling to reward the team and to reward my family and all my partners to finally get that first race win, not only first race win in the Dunlop Series, but my first race win in my whole car racing career, which is a funny one that all the boys give me crap for 24/7. They go win a car race, go win a car race. So, yeah, to finally do that through everything I've come up through the ranks doing, get the monkey off the back is, yeah, really exciting. And the boys can't give me a hard time anymore on that, but I'm sure they'll work something else out.
And that result putting him on the weekend series podium. For Aaron Love, he might not have won a race, but he worked away with the overall victory, thanks to back-to-back podiums and a pole position. The Western Australia saw that the result was more than just points. It was a bit of closure after a turbulent exit from the Blanchard Racing Team in the main game last year.
There's been a fair bit going on in the background, you know, in the build-up to this, get me in the right spot, you know, but also try and get those opportunities. So talking to Ben and Rach closely over the past few months to, you know, what their opinion is on those situations, and this was it. So to come back in, we did everything right to try and prepare, but obviously these guys are super fast in these cars, and they've done it for a couple of years now. So it was no easy work over the weekend, that's for sure. So to come back in and just hit our marks, progress over the weekend was really nice and quite promising, to be honest. So if we can go away from now, build on what we need to build on, which is, I think, probably myself in race starts, but also I think we're just missing a little bit in the race pace compared to these boys. They're super fast. So if we can go away, build on that, and come back at least where we are now at Sandown, then I think it should be a good show.
Love now will be shifting his focus back to Porsche Carrera Cup before he looks at Super 2 opportunities later in the year.
Obviously I've got my Cup car commitments outside of these two rounds, so still 110% focused on that. We're racing in 2 or 3 weeks' time in QR, so switch the brain off from this weekend, go back to square one for that, and, you know, keep on building for that season. Obviously we're fighting for a championship there, so got to put a lot of time and effort into that, and then, you know, still focus on Sandown. So at the moment it's just focus on these two programs and, you know, try and see if we can open any more opportunities throughout this year, and, you know, try and start to talk about next year when it comes. What that looks like, I don't know at the moment. I guess like most of these guys in the series, it is tough. I've been there, I've done it. I'm now been out of it. So to try and get back in is no easy feat. So like all of us, we're just doing everything we can to try and get those opportunities and then put ourselves in the right spot to deliver when we do.
That's all we have time for this week on Inside Motorsport. Until next time round, keep smiling and bye for now.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.